This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My family on my father's side, they are agricultural. My father's generation was the first one that wasn't. And looking back on those times, wondering, you know, you get used to life a certain way, and you wonder why people that live in the country or live rurally love it so much. And then you start to realize how much freedom there is out there. I mean, imagine, if you will, living in a place where you can walk out the door buck naked and start firing off rounds without any kind of consequence. If you tell everybody that, then a lot of people are going to be showing up saying, I'll be there tomorrow. Maybe all that hard work and that connection to nature help purify the soul and elevate introspection. But farmers tend to be philosophers. And, you know, what I was thinking about and what I'm describing is freedom. And time after time, in my journeys throughout life, I've stopped in my tracks to realize that I'd sacrificed the freedom that I was used to for the artificial prison that society likes to construct. And those are very surreal moments when the mind of a farmer philosopher kicks in and asks, why am I working so hard to lock myself up? If you don't have a good answer to that question, then it's time to take a step back and choose a new direction. Because no price is too high to pay, after all, for the privilege of owning yourself. And freedom, to me, is not this romantic notion that brings this fleeting, dreamy peace. It's everything. It's a profound gift from God to us to use our fullest abilities during our time on earth. I gave nearly 7 years of my freedom away to this country. I knew what I was doing when I did it. I would do it again. But that was the one time I actually gave it away voluntarily. Otherwise, we're free to lead moral lives or to chase devilish pursuits. We're free to nurture the innate talent. We're free to discover a true calling or to forfeit those gifts until they vanish. Free to liberate the oppressed or to become the oppressors. We're free to defend our freedom or to surrender to those who wish to take it from us. And those number, there's so many willing to take it from us. That's our choice. We're not the ones and the zeros that can be filtered and manipulated according to the algorithmic designs of the World Economic Forum's central planners. We're human beings with souls created by the only real central planner who matters. And a lot of what's happening today is quite disconcerting for people. We're in one of those periods of human history when things that have long existed look like they're coming apart at the seams. And the things that will take their place have not yet been built. And there's a general awareness that the world is not all right. And the older and more experienced are acutely aware that peace and freedom are under attack. And they are intently aware that God is under attack, because after all, peace and freedom are His to give. Now, by saying that out loud, do the odds against us really seem so daunting? In a battle between the New World Order communists and God, whose side do you think will prevail? And then it's really no surprise that the neo-Marxists destroying the world today work so hard to belittle God, right? Because when people remember Him, globalism looks small. But in contrast, globalism looks all-powerful when the all-powerful is ignored. Do you see how our enemies use an illusion to make us weak? Do you understand why a great reset intended to conquer the world must first rid the world of faith? Do you grasp why those without spiritual conviction have become disciples of false prophets? Promising some hollow salvation. Trust us to control all the economic relations, they say, and we'll save you from catastrophic climate change killing the planet. Trust us to feed, clothe, and shelter you, they promise. And all you have to give is your obedience. Trust us to keep you safe from disease, they demand, because compliance with our mandates and mass surveillance will one day set you free. They promise life, but they bring death with them. They promise happiness, but they spread misery. They promise freedom, and all you become is a slave. These are the people who have gotten together to fundamentally transform the world into their own image. And when you see them for the vulgar false gods and tyrants that they truly are, then their hypnotic powers melt away. Never have so few ruled over so many in this planet as they do right now at this moment. Now, you should think about that too, because in the fight for humanity's future, on whose side would you rather belong? Right now, there's uprisings in the Netherlands and Italy, Spain, Poland, Germany, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and Panama that are already telling the tale of what is to come. The elites have had their say, and now the people are going to have their answer. Is there a storm front in front of us? Yes, there is. Should that scare us? No. What we have approaching outside our windows is nothing new. It just feels strange because it is a conflict most of us have not seen for some time. This is the battle between good and evil, and is not only the story of humanity, but it's the story of existence. And when it comes back around, as it always does, we're tested in ways which preceding generations were not. There's a line drawn in the sand, so to speak. On one side of those human beings who crave so much power that they cannot imagine existing in a world where all are equal. And all on the other side of those who have long avoided power, but who must now rise to the occasion. One side is composed of rulers and the ruled over, and the other side is blessed with the virtues of the courageous. It is not a small thing that lies before us, but, you know, no future worth winning ever is. And great achievements follow a great struggle. Sometimes only freedom lost reminds us why freedom must be reclaimed. Sometimes it takes a tyrant to ignite a revolution. Sometimes it takes the wicked to steal the believer's faith. Every few generations, the battle space is shaped for great change. And every few generations, good people gather to hold the line. So, I say to you, have courage. This is an interesting time to be alive. All is going to be well, because we have got this. Imagine yourself walking through the tall, lusciously green stalks of a sea of corn, hidden from everything else in the world save for a blue sky above and what's waiting for you up there. And think of that peace, of that freedom. Take a deep breath and then gird yourself to protect it. Because it's yours to keep if you can keep it. Very simply put. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. The Mandarin wannabes all agree. For the sake of the planet, all but the wealthy need to give up their attachment eating meat. And we all get to switch to alternative proteins, just like in Blade Runner. They connect meat production and the consumption to global warming through animal flatulence and the need for chemical fertilizer and land to produce feed for the steers, pigs, chickens, and other meat sources. This is not working out too well, though, in actual practice. I mentioned earlier about the pushback that's beginning in various places. The Dutch farmers protest are a sign of what is to come as the green extremists that control governments impose restrictions on the production of food. Sri Lanka's catastrophe after going organic is an early sign of the famine that awaits. We can call this the Great Leap Forward, echoing China's disastrous Great Leap Forward that from 1958 to 62 imposed ideology on the production of food and killed at least 36 million people due to starvation and related disease. While fake meat made from plants like the Impossible Burger have been relentlessly promoted, the real prize is to convert meat lovers, you know, you, to insect protein. And taxpayer-funded PBS has joined the propaganda campaign, which will only accelerate. Join at Nova PBS's. They takes a tasty look at insect foods that can benefit our health and our warming planet. Edible Insects premieres tonight at 7:35 p.m. Factories have already begun production. On May 26, the Aspire Food Group announced that it has completed construction of its alternative protein manufacturing facility. London, Ontario is now home to the world's largest cricket production facility. Aspire's new plant will reportedly produce 9,000 metric tons of crickets. Every year for human and pet consumption, that's about 2 billion insects to be distributed annually across Canada and throughout the United States. Aspire also reports that it already has orders for the next 2 years. Crickets are currently being explored as a protein-rich superfood. They contain fiber and are already found in grocery stores and restaurants and have a smaller environmental footprint than traditional protein sources. Yeah. The UK is getting on board, too, with its consultation on transitional arrangements for edible insects in Great Britain. And we get this from Twitter. Today we launched a consultation on plans to bring clarity to the law on selling insects for human consumption. We'd like to hear from anyone with an interest in edible insects, particularly trade organizations and food businesses. And, of course, the UN is promoting bug farming. Listen, if you want to eat bugs, be my guest. But see, this is not what they're wanting to do. What they've been trying to do, what they've tried to do with gasoline, for example, is they've tried to make it so expensive to run a gasoline car that people were going to go out and have to buy electric cars. They thought that this would be the thing they could force us to do. The problem is that they ran full face into the semiconductor shortage, which is also a shortage which affects gasoline-driven cars as well, because there's so many electronic systems on a car now, so many sensors and so many little these and that, so they mandated had to be in the car, that without the semiconductors, you can't buy the car. So I bought the full-size pickup truck I bought because I'm tired of flying, so I'm going to drive everywhere. That may seem crazy, but I'm tired of giving up my freedom, if you will, to get on an airplane and get somewhere in what turns out to be a 12-hour trip when I could probably just drive it in about 20 hours and not have to give up any freedom. It just takes a little bit longer. So they tried to drive us in. Now, the way they would do this with the bugs is they would make meat so prohibitively expensive that we would start to not be able to afford it. Which it's already getting that way simply because it costs so much to get it to the retail end. Not to mention how much it's costing to produce it now. Because gasoline shortages affect everything in the supply chain, every single thing. It affects the cost everywhere it goes, unless you're producing your own. And if you're not producing your own, then it affects you. So, if Klaus Schwab and his ilk have their way, you will not only own nothing and be happy, but you're going to dine on insects, and then you're going to declare them delicious. I don't exactly know how that's actually going to happen, because I can see a lot of things beginning to, a lot of the facade of civil society beginning to crumble in certain places. And it hasn't really happened here because the gas prices went up. And right now they're sort of trickling back down because everybody quit going places. Everybody quit driving. So that's driven the cost of, you know, of the Brent crude down to under, what, $105, $102 a barrel. But it shouldn't be that high. It should not be that high. But this is their thing. They want to drive everything to be so expensive, including food, to where you're going to look, you're going to want to look for an alternative because you're going to just be hungry. This is life in the United States in 2022, or in the world in 2022. So, like I said, if you want to eat bugs, if crickets are a superfood and you want to go check them out, well, you know, go get them. Try some barbecue sauce on them. But don't make meat prohibitively expensive, and don't shut down food production to force me to eat bugs to survive, because trust me, freedom will find a way. Freedom always finds a way. This is where we're supposed to be. This is what instinctively we're supposed to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The illegal immigrant accused of raping a 10-year-old Ohio girl who traveled to Indiana to have an abortion is being indicted. Gerson Fuentes was indicted Thursday by a Franklin County grand jury on two rape charges. The 27-year-old was arrested after he confessed to the police. The Senate is moving forward with a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS Act, which aims to increase U.S. production of critical semiconductor chips. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, touts the benefits of the bill.
In the long run, our bipartisan CHIPS bill will ease semiconductor supply chain woes, increase domestic inventory of chips, and thus help lower costs on all sorts of products that rely on chips to work.
Chip manufacturers initially raised concerns about the disproportionate amount of funding going to Intel. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19, according to the White House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi acknowledges the news during her weekly press conference.
I understand that the symptoms are light. I hope they continue to be so. That was my experience, and I hope that that's the case for the president.
The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted. Biden is expected to continue working remotely while he is isolating. Claims for unemployment benefits are back above a quarter of a million. The Labor Department saying 251,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. That's a jump of 7,000 from the previous week's total, which didn't have to be revised. The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing to discuss the costs of rising housing prices. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 162 points to close at 32.36. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past Monday, the Department of Justice announced that it was not going to prosecute the 9 Stephen Colbert employees, or the Colbert 9 as they're known, which were wandering around the Capitol building unescorted, which has supposedly been on this, you know, lockdown because of the emergency. And this was a huge slap in the face to every single January 6th defendant who was in prison or prosecuted for parading or otherwise trespassing in the Capitol. But by Wednesday, maybe looking tired of looking like weaklings and fools since January the 6th, the Capitol Police pushed back, making it plain that the DOJ misleadingly described what the Colbert 9 had done, which was pretty egregious and very illegal. And I doubt that the DOJ cares about the facts, but, you know, the facts are still interesting in this. Now, on January 6th, people who were probably agent provocateurs from both Antifa and the feds urged attendees at the Trump rally to enter the Capitol building and deliberately removed all fencing and signage that would have alerted people to the fact that the grounds and building were off limits. And additionally, for many, and perhaps the majority of those who entered the building, the Capitol Police were standing at the doors welcoming people in. And these same police periodically appeared on TV for the next year and a half weeping about their trauma. They were quite the unimpressive crew. But while the FBI tracked down every single granny who walked unwittingly through the Capitol, and the DOJ went after these people with avenging fury, when the leftists tried to liberty, burn the White House, when they tried to breach the Supreme Court's doors or storm the Capitol, that's a big mess. But when conservatives do it, it suddenly rises to the level of a capital crime. And to prove once again that the Department of Justice has a double standard, the rules applied to the January 6th defendants went out the door when the Colbert 9 were arrested for trespassing in the Capitol. They were immediately released rather than denied bail, which was the case for many January 6th defendants. Then this past Monday, the Department of Justice announced they weren't going to prosecute them because they really hadn't done anything wrong. They'd been invited into the Capitol, so they couldn't be blamed for wandering around. Now, the Capitol Police, possibly tired of looking feckless and traitorous, finally pushed back. And on Twitter, we get this from Julie Kelly. No one is more critical of Capitol Police than I am. So this is a stunningly honest account of Colbert's unpunished insurrectionist. Contrary to the previous reports, they unlawfully entered three Capitol buildings, harassed and threatened GOP lawmakers, and, there's a form to go with it. Statement that they put together was sent out to Representatives Rodney Davis and Representative Jim Jordan, who had asked about the incident with the Colbert employees. All that is it's a bit hard, but the Colbert employees, the gist of this, despite being warned about their conduct, were wandering unaccompanied through the Capitol, making a ruckus and attempting to harass conservative members of Congress. And while it was true that congressional staffers had initially allowed them in, the staffers had then abandoned them to roam about. It also turned out that Colbert's employees had learned in advance that they were not allowed to roam through the building. So, in other words, like most of the January 6th defendants, the Colbert employees had been invited into the Capitol. But unlike those January 6th defendants who wandered awestruck and peaceable through Congress, believing they had the right to be there, Colbert's employees tried to make trouble, knowing that doing so was forbidden. The final words of the Capitol Police letter over the signature of J. Thomas Manger, Chief of Police, are worth noting. It is unfortunate that despite all the evidence the department has presented, including the group or its leader had been told several times they could not be in the buildings without an escort, that the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to prosecute any members of the group of unlawful entry. Now, this is not a big revelation that there was a two-tiered justice thing going on. Justice for me, but not for thee, that kind of thing. Is not a surprise. But then you get this confirmation of it. And this is the Biden administration using a weaponized, and the Biden administration is just an extension of sorts of the Obama administration, where he weaponized all of the alphabet organizations. And we have an openly ideologically corrupt judicial system in the form of the DOJ. And, of course, this is not going to end well. And that's why, the next Republican president is going to have some work. He's going to have a lot of work. And the Congress is going to have to back him. Because we should be prepping Congress right now for this. And I don't even know how well that's going to work, to be honest with you. Congress is quite the arrogant bunch. So getting out there, and what we might tell them and what they might say to us is, oh yes, of course we're going to do this, we are completely in line with this, and we know what we're going to do, and EIEIO. But at the same time, this cannot stand. All of these things need to be knocked over like bowling pins. This kind of corruption is problematic. right now, some of this climate change boondoggle that's going on with us, the money that's going to get spent, a lot of this is going to go to favored people within the Democratic donation community, if you will, the lending community, the funding community. That's going to go there. A lot of contracts are going to go to people that don't really know what they're doing, that don't really... But, I mean, when you look at that shouldn't surprise you. Look at the cabinet. Look at who's in charge of Health and Human Services. Xavier Becerra. Former Attorney General of California. He doesn't know anything about health or human services. I don't know. It's just one of these things where I sit here and I'm just like beside myself thinking about how corrupt they are and why they're getting away with it. And part of it is that we have really been asleep at the wheel. We have really been asleep at the wheel. And I mean, look at all the things that are dangled in front of our face on a regular basis to try to distract us. But then once you understand that it's all been a distraction up to this point, then you sort of understand why they're so openly corrupt now. Because they think that you didn't pay attention, and they think that's just the way it is, that you don't pay attention. And the only problem with that is that if you don't pay attention soon, in this two-tiered system, there's going to be the haves and the have-nots. And the haves are going to be in charge. And they plan on you being a have-not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I was in the military when the United States military was great. When we inspired fear instead of laughter. When we smashed the Soviet Union without firing a shot. What followed after that was we smashed whole armies. I was out of it by then, but we smashed whole armies in 100 hours instead of letting a bunch of 7th century freaks drive it out of a country that would have to work up to join the third, you know, they'd have to get somewhere where they joined the third world. The American Armed Forces had a culture of winning then. It now has a culture of not only losing, but of turning on its own. Of destroying themselves. That's problematic. It destroys itself through social justice nonsense, and it rejects the warrior ethos. And predictably, the normal patriotic Americans who traditionally answer the call to the colors are refusing to, you know, sign on to an organization that hates them. And unless the boys, girls, and the non-binaries of Santa Monica, the Hamptons, and the Gender Studies Department of Wellesley are going to enlist en masse to make up, you know, the growing recruiting retention deficit, we need a military culture that is friendly to the traditional warrior pool of rural and middle America. Now, the good news is that our broken military can be fixed very quickly by the next based GOP president. In fact, not only can it be fixed, but it has to be fixed. The defense of the nation is the federal government's number one responsibility, and it has to be fixed first. And fixing this will be the key test of the next Republican president's ability to overhaul the entire federal bureaucracy. A quick fix of our military culture will put a check mark in the win column early on for the next administration and set the tone and tenor for the reform and the rest, reforming the rest of the government. But a smart president will have to run for election promising to do this. And that way he can honestly claim he has a mandate when the haters and the hacks try to take him off mission. To reject his program would be an attack on the beloved democracy. And the key to it is a dedicated conservative president who makes doing this a priority. And the media is not going to like him for this. He'll get scorned for this. But that's okay, because he'll be trash no matter what he does. We already know what's coming. If he's not Trump, he'll be worse than Trump. This fight will cost him some political capital because the Pentagon will squeal. And it has lots of friends in Congress and industry. But fixing the broken culture does not need Congress or industry to buy in. The president is the commander-in-chief, and he just needs to command. The president needs to make it clear to his chief of staff that he's spending, say, 60 minutes a day on his military cultural reform project, and that this time is sacrosanct, untouchable, sacred. And this implies a chief of staff who is reading off the president's agenda, not his own. So he better have a right guy going in. I wonder if Ambassador Robert O'Brien will be busy in 2025. The next key factors are laser focus on his objectives and the willingness to exercise his power as commander-in-chief to attain them. Because power is useless if you're not going to use it. If you have power, you need to wield it. It would be helpful, but not mandatory, if the next president had military experience. But at a minimum, he must not have or be rid of any lingering awe of generals and admirals. Donald Trump was initially impressed by flag officers and their shiny badges and bright ribbons. They all screwed him over. Every single one of them. The proper attitude toward flag officers is that they are fungible, that they are tools for the execution of the president's intent, of the commander-in-chief's intent. And if they're not executing his intent, they must be immediately discarded in such a manner as to demonstrate that a failure to adhere to the commander-in-chief's intent will not be tolerated. Ancient Carthage used to crucify failed generals. This was tough, but fair. The president need only publicly relieve our modern generals for incompetence. Because we're going to have to reorient the United States military into a war-fighting organization that welcomes and celebrates the normal Americans who have traditionally filled its ranks. What we have today is a military that has morphed from a disciplined combat focused force that brought us spectacular victories in Desert Storm into a demoralized social program of tanks that's failed to win an unequivocal major victory in three decades. Morale is at rock bottom. Non-toxic senior leadership is non-existent. And the Obama-Biden generals/admirals have created an organization so hateful to normal Americans that it cannot meet the recruitment goals. No traditional American joins the military to become a vaccine guinea pig who spends more time training about pronouns than on how to keep his ship from crashing into another vessel and be sent off to defend every country's borders but his own. Soldiers do what commanders check, and if a commander checks wokeness, you get a woke force. But if he checks combat readiness, you get a winning force. And, Inauguration Day is pink slip day. Every joint chief is relieved, gone, dismissed, doing the duffel bag drag. And the president must explain why he's firing them. And messaging this process to the American people is key. He will have promised to clean up the military during his campaign, and he must explain that he is keeping that promise. Get out there and say, today I fired all the joint chiefs for failing to perform adequately. Their replacements have already been identified and will assume their positions as acting chairman pending confirmation by the Senate. I told you I would fix our military, and bringing in new blood is the first step to doing that. And the service chief replacements need not be the next guy in line. Colin Powell was not the next guy in line. He rapidly ascended. He went from 2 to 4-star in the blink of an eye. So you can bypass all the 4 and 3 stars to get a solid 2-star and bring back a retired officer. A wise future president's team should already be identifying potential future leaders by January of 2025. And there's lots of veterans out there right now ready to help. And if he really wants to shake the Pentagon to its rotten foundations, a reservist should be in the running to replace the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Reservists tend to bring civilian world experience and perspective that guys who have been in 35 years just do not have. And they tend to serve because they want to, not because it's their sole career. And the commander-in-chief has to command. Flash forward to the first Monday of his administration at 0900 hours in the Oval Office. Should be going like this. Gentlemen, this is an orders briefing, not a decision briefing, meaning I'm not asking for your input. I'm telling you my intent, so be sure you understand it before you walk out of this room, because Friday at 0900, we meet here for you to tell me, your commander-in-chief, how you have fulfilled my intent. And if your answer is anything but an honest yes, sir, I've fulfilled your orders, I will relieve you. Effective now, we're out of the diversity, inclusion, and equity business. It's over, finished, done. Every DIE program is terminated. Every Norwegian History Month on the like is ended. There are no more DIE classes, training, or any of this other woke garbage. There's no drag queens on base. It all ends. Be here at 0900 Friday to confirm you've executed my orders. Dismissed. That would be a good first day. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.